This is Brian Finale, and you're listening to the My Lead System Pro Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to grow, get better, and rewire your mind for success so you can build the business of your dreams. And now, it's time to dig deep with an MLSP industry top earner. Let's rock.
Welcome to another episode of the My Lead System Pro Wake Up Call Podcast. My name is Brian Finale. I'm one of the co-founders here, and you are with me this morning. And this is probably my favorite topic, my favorite subject, my favorite is belief, and just such a breakthrough for me years ago that from time to time I'll touch on this subject because it really is, it's everything. It is everything above the marketing strategy, which is going to change in a few months or in 6 months or 12 months, above, you know, the hottest, newest trick or, you know, widget or gadget. It's above all that. It's above all of that. And this, if we get this part right, you'll be able to ebb and flow and adapt and bob and weave whatever the market brings to you, the changes, the updates, the algorithms, the pandas, the ads shut down, the new platforms coming out, the new skill sets we must learn. If you get this part right, it's all good, man. You'll figure it out. This is the variable, what we're talking about today, period. This is it. 90%, and I'm not saying this, you obviously, we want strategy. Hopefully you found a place, somebody, some platform, someone who keeps you in the know, updated, training, strategy, blueprint, MLSP, fills that. It's about 10% of the game in life and business. 90% of this game is what we're going to dive into today. And it's the best metaphor, analogy, story, picture that I can paint here this morning is from my favorite movie of all time, The Matrix. And it's a very simple concept. You ready for it? Write it down. It's four words. You are the one. You are the one. If you've never seen The Matrix, please maybe do that this week on Valentine's Day. Do something to carve out 2 hours before, you know, maybe it's over the weekend. That's fine too. If you're in business mode and time is tight, totally cool. But just do yourself a favor and watch The Matrix before Monday. You got a whole week. Part of your homework assignment. Yeah, I'm actually giving you a movie, a fun thing to do to grow your business. Here's why. This movie absolutely changed my life. I've actually seen the movie before, and I thought it was super cool and amazing and fun and just kind of – I didn't grasp the depth of what was happening in that movie. And within the first – I don't know, a few weeks of me getting involved in my first company, it was network marketing, it was higher ticket, top tier direct sales. My mentor told me to go rewatch that movie with a different concept, with a different idea, a different perspective, a new, you know, a couple of years later. But here's the rub is having been introduced to this profession. And because if I, you know, I always try to remember where I came from. I always try to remember the days where when I got on that first call and holy hell, blown away. You know, I responded to an ad on Google. They sent me over to a live teleconference and one, I dialed in and I was blown away. I did not grow up with Jim Rohn. I did not know what network marketing was. I had no entrepreneurial, you know, nothing, no books, no, I didn't even know what personal development was, just to give you an idea of where my headspace was. I wasn't really looking. I didn't know what, you know, what the heck I was doing at all. And I found this industry and oh my gosh, I thought everyone was going to say yes. I can remember like I being on that call and saying there are people making money just on their own. There are people in this model where they're helping people and they're just bringing in two who bring in two. And I've got a multi six figure income in the first year. Oh my God, this is going to change the world. I'm going to tell all my friends, we're going to all be rich. We're all going to be, you know, be able to take on the world, buy islands, help people, all this crazy stuff. That's where I was. And I literally thought like, I didn't even know it existed. I felt like I had been unplugged. Like for the first time in my life, I knew I'd been searching. I knew something. I didn't want to go do the job. And I'm not jobs aren't bad. Jobs are great. If you, you know, it's totally cool. It just wasn't, I didn't want to go to work for somebody else, man. I wanted something big. I thought I could do something really, really special. I got a big heart, big vision. You know, I know there's something, I want more. I want more. And I found this lovely industry of network marketing, which is a, you know, a big niche that we do serve with My Lead System Pro today. And man, I just blown away. And my mentor told me within the first few weeks to go, you know, one of the training calls was talking about The Matrix, and he had said, do yourself a favor, go watch that movie. And I did. And I honestly remember rewatching that movie, and it was like the whole movie. Like, I literally remember starting to have like tears down my face on multiple scenes in that movie, because the whole movie is about this guy's journey, Neo, starting to wake up, starting to believe, starting to unplug from this made up, restricted, the constraints, the limiting beliefs, all the bullshit and garbage that we place on ourselves in this, you know, in the movie, in, you know, in this computer, you know, digital programmed world. And man, oh man, you are the one. And the whole movie is about this guy just starting to believe. And he's got this friend called Morpheus. And really, Morpheus is, let Morpheus, when you go watch this movie, or if you've seen it, let MLSP be your Morpheus. From day one, the first conversation he has with Neo, he tells him that he knows that he's the one, like basically he's special. He has got something. And Neo in the beginning has no idea what's going on, but Morpheus, man, we all need somebody who believes in us, who speaks to our greatest self. And of course, Neo hooks up with Morpheus. They find one another in the real world, and Morpheus gives him an option to free his, he basically says, blue pill or red pill? Blue pill, you go back to sleep. Blue pill, guess what? You go back to normal. You go back to the old life. You go back to the, you know, the job, the unfulfilled life that brought you to this point. Whatever business you're in, whatever model you're in, whatever decision it was, however, maybe it might have been this week. It might have been 10 years ago. But you have a choice every single day to take that blue pill, which literally means throwing in the towel. For you and me, it means lights out. It means it didn't work. It means it's too much pain. It's too much struggle. It's too hard. It's too difficult. This greater path, you know, I'm good. I'm going to go back to the complacent. I'm going to go back to the norm. I'm going to go back and just stop pressing, stop risking, stop growing, stop stretching. I'm going to go back. I'm going to put a filter or the lid on my dreams. And I'm good. That's the blue pill. And then the red pill gives Neo the opportunity to really see how far the rabbit hole goes. How deep you want to take it. Do you really want the truth? Do you want to see what's been blindfolded, what's been put over our face, our eyes, our what we've been lied to, right? The prison that we've been imprisoned in since day one. You can't go back, though. You take the red pill, there is no plan B, like Cortez storming. And his troops, they burned the boats. There was no option. There was no escape hatch. It was just, I'm doing it until. There is no, what if this doesn't work? Because there is no, that isn't even a possibility. You close off the circuits that even start to, you know, what if this doesn't work? No, there is none. You take the red pill, and we're going here. And it's going to be tough. And you're probably not ready for what's about to happen. You know, you're not ready for the things that we're going to be required of you, the things that we're going to ask you to do, the things, the leadership role that you're going to have to take, the getting out of your comfort zone, the having to put yourself out on Facebook, having to connect and get on the phone and sell, create value, and yes, believe that you actually have value, right? And have to deal with some money beliefs. Maybe you, what happens if you out earn your parents? What happens if you make more than your friends? What happens if you succeed? What happens if you fail? All this stuff is going to pop up. You take the red pill, that's where we're going. Boom, he takes the red pill, starts his journey, just like you did. When you said you signed on the dotted line, you started your first business, doesn't matter the industry, doesn't matter the niche, you're in it. You're in it. You're in the trenches. And Morpheus / MLSP, we're going to push you. And some of the just beautiful quotes. I mean, again, from day one, Morpheus believes and knows in his soul that Neil's got something, that he is the one, that he is the special, more believes in Neil more than Neil even believes in himself. We all need that Morpheus. You have to let go of it all, the fear, the doubt, the disbelief, and free your mind. Is some of the wisdom that Morpheus will put on Neo throughout the Matrix. You have to let it go, the fear, the doubt, the disbelief. This is part of the process. This is the only process. That's the only thing keeping you from not creating your first webinar, from not asking for the sale, from not getting yourself out there, from not doing the things that you know you need to do. Instead of doing the high income producing, revenue producing activities, you're on your newsfeed. You're playing around on your phone, on texting. You're doing things that are just taking up time so that you don't have to stretch and do the thing, so that you maybe don't have to fail. What if it didn't work? What if it does all these garbage, these things that just take up time, so you can fool your brain into thinking that you're actually trying when you know you're self-sabotaging? You've got to let all of it go. Fear, doubt, disbelief. Sooner or later, you're going to realize, just like I did, there's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path. Ah, Morpheus, you wise soul, you. There's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path. That, to me, means from your head to your heart. There's a lot of people who can quote a ton of personal growth books, and that's cool. And they have really neat dinner conversation, and they can theorize and philosophize and talk about scriptures and just they're a walking personal development book, and they've memorized it. I don't care about any of that. I don't. There's a difference between knowing the stuff and being the stuff and walking it. You understand? From your head to your heart, the greatest 18-inch journey of your entire life, to go from knowing to being, to go from thought to changing your emotional state, to having it in your heart, a knowing, a belief, a core deep-seated belief that you are the one, that this is going to work, that you've got this, that there you are committed to some vision, and come hell or high water, you're going to get up and do the thing, because what else is there? What the hell? There is no other option. If you're doing this right, you've found or are in the process of finding something that lights you up, something that you know you are the one at. Your skill set is not mine. You will reach people that I will never reach. You have given God-given talents, whether you believe it or know it or not, that nobody else on this planet were given, and only you have those gifts. And what a waste had you taken the blue pill and never woken up to that. And now you're in it. You can't go back, man. Now you've seen it. You've gotten a taste of it. If you've made even a dollar online in your own efforts, you can't go back to business as normal. I've tried. When I got that first check, that first, it's like it becomes real, man. And if you're not there yet, just keep growing. Took me 3 years to get in profit. I wound up 30 grand in debt my first 3 years. Worth it? Yes. You have to understand, he says, that most of the people are not ready to be unplugged. Many of them are so inured, so helplessly dependent on the system that they will fight to protect it. What does that mean to you and me? That system is their ego, is their old story, their old limiting beliefs. This stuff isn't hard. It's just new. It's just new. And with new comes, you got to interrupt a program and a pattern that we've been running sometimes for decades, sometimes for our entire life. I'm not worthy. I don't have enough, you know, girl, what is that? Girls, you know, stay quiet or something like that, or little boys don't cry, or all of these, you know, all these beliefs and models that were passed down to us from eons, from decades, generations, millions of years, thoughts passed down. And not because we want to protect it. Most of us will do things that don't serve us. They'd rather be unhappy than happy, truly. Not like on a conscious level, but on an unconscious level, because it's familiar. It's easy. They've memorized, you know, they've got the neural networks in place, the circuits. It's already in place. In fact, right when they wake up, it's their identity. That's what home base is. They'll go to it. And we will fight, our ego will fight to protect any interruption of that. So when you start to stretch and grow and believe in yourself, just like Morpheus did with Neo, that he is the one, you're going to fight back. You're going to kick, scream. You're going to claw. You're going to figure out ways to, you know, you're looking for excuses, you'll find it. Looking for a way out, you'll create it. We don't have the luxury to do that as entrepreneurs with our families on the line, our lives, our livelihoods. This is the journey, man. And this whole movie is so beautiful because every single Neo doesn't right in the beginning believe he's the one. No, it's a step. It's baby steps. He starts to slowly but surely wake up. And with Morpheus's guidance and advice and trainings, the whole time Morpheus knows in his soul, just like I do, that you have something great, that there is no reason why you can't write the book. There is no reason why you can't build the audience. It's not hard. There's no reason why you can't start to believe that what if you could, and then come from that place, from those, you know, possibilities. Let go of the expectation that it needs to be this way and just start appreciating for the opportunity, like that you have this gift, this entrepreneurial blueprint, this entrepreneurial vehicle where you can learn how to create whatever the hell you want on this planet. To where when it, at the end of the day, the epitaph is going to read, I did it. You know, God gave me I got handed the cards, whatever they were. They were given to me, and I played my hand. I did the best I damn could. And I did that because I started to believe that I am great, that there is something inside of me. Yeah, and there's no, Morpheus talking, that explaining to Neo the scope, the path, this is all, it's all made up, man. And that he is the one. And I can, at the end, during the training, Morpheus tells Neo that he can pretty much dodge bullets. And I remember Neo saying, what are you telling me? That I can dodge bullets? Morpheus just with this, I can remember this, like the tingling going down my neck, the hair on the back of my neck just standing up. No, Neo, I'm telling you that when you are ready, you won't have to. That you can move mountains, that you can do and create miracles in your life. And at the end of that whole movie, when he starts to wake up, man, I can remember the music, the scene, the green little, you know, zeros and ones, matrix, the programming, right? Where he starts to, like, actually outmaneuver the agents, the guys in the matrix, the guys that are still constrained by the programs and the systems and the models and beliefs of the real world. Well, excuse me, of the matrix, really. And he starts to transcend that. And he starts to become faster. Don't think you are, know you are. He starts to believe slowly but surely, gets to a place, right? The crescendo, the peak at the end, where he just knows. And he beats for the first time ever. A human being beats an agent in a fight. And in that moment, boom, his eyes light up. They cut to Morpheus and he goes, he is the one. And you, in that moment, they cut right back to Neo and you see it in his eyes. He went from thinking, maybe I could be. In the beginning, actually thinking he wasn't. But in that moment, it's lights out. Boom. He is the one. Life changed forever. Woken up. He is the one. And then the next scene, these guys start throwing, shooting bullets at him. And instead of trying to dodge or run or, you know, bob and weave out of the way, he just says, no, no. Stops him with his hand. Transcending what he thought was possible, changing his belief model, his belief systems, knowing in a true knowing, a sense, knowing to the greatest visibility that he's no longer constrained, restricted by thoughts and beliefs that don't serve him, and that he believes in his soul that he's got it. That's what we're fighting for. You get to that moment, you will win the day. You will win the game. You will win your freedom. That journey is not easy. I'm on it every day. Why it's so important to get a Morpheus, and so important to flood your brain and mind with these beliefs, these, you know, to get rid of the people in your life that are going to keep you stuck to an old personality, stuck to an old life, stuck to a, you know, complaining identity, because that's how you create that bond with that person where you just bitch and complain. No, get rid of that. You're better than that. Start replacing that stuff with knowledge, mentors, courses, audios, events that let go, that force you, push you, that help you let go of the fear, doubt, and disbelief and free your mind. And like Neo from The Matrix, my friend, there will come a day, a time, a moment I can remember. In fact, I just looked at the clock. I didn't even get to my story of when it happened to me. Y'all want to hear my story of when it happened to me? There was a couple of them that come to mind. I'll share that over on MSPFanPage.com, and it may inspire you. It hopefully will open a door for you to go down this path where you start to believe that you, just like Neo, can wake up and believe that, oh my God, you are the one, that God did create you with that gift, that you can do the thing that you were meant to do. And you can develop the message, and you can get clearer on where we go from here. That's part of the process, man. Not the easiest thing to do, the most fulfilling work you will ever do, period. MSPFanPage.com, I'll tell you some stories, my personal you are the one beliefs and things that popped up for me, and I could never go back to normal, and neither will you. Neither will you when you start to dive into this area, find yourself a Morpheus, free your mind, and start believing the truth. Letting go, divorcing all the garbage, eliminating self-limiting beliefs that have been keeping you stuck and restricted, and marry, just buy into the absolute truth that you are powerful beyond measure and you are the one.
You have been listening to the My Lead System Pro podcast with Brian Finale and the MLSP leaders. To learn how MLSP can help you get more leads and make more money in your business starting today, visit www.mlsp.com and take your risk-free test drive. MLSP.com. That's MLSP.com, creating tomorrow's leaders today.